Hello, you're listening to Angielski Bajer Maxa. This is Max.
And this is Maria. Hi.
Surprise, surprise. This time, because my listeners wanted some special guest, which they liked before when they were listening to the Angielski Bajer Maxa. And some people actually called me that they wanted to hear us as well in English. Thank you for this, and here we go. This is for you guys. So today we're gonna talk about some weird fuck-ups with love and dating, because yesterday there was a Valentine's Day. So, but firstly, I need to welcome Maria again here. Tell me what's up. How's the life going and everything?
Life is good. Life is good. Yeah. So today's topic is Valentine's Day and dating and good things, bad things about date life, Tinder, whatever you can think about.
All right. So of course we're gonna divide these stuff, as Maria already told, or online dating and live dating and like some fuck ups that I've asked my friends about. And what kind of weird dates they had, or was it actually a date at some point? So in that case, let's start. Let's start with one story. So there was one Finnish girl. I'm not gonna say her name because she didn't want me to tell her her name.
Let's hope she's listening. It will slap your face tomorrow.
No, she's not listening. I told her not to.
uh-huh. And this is why she will definitely listen to this.
Triggered. So the thing is that she said, "Hey Max, like, if you would have any idea, cool idea or weird idea to make an impression on a girl, don't sing or play guitar on her by the side of her block or her staircase." And I was like, wait a minute, what happened? And she was like, well, my friend had a situation that there was one guy who she met in the school or somewhere in the city center. And of course, they exchanged numbers or contacts, and he knew where she lives. And he was probably so in love.
But how? That's so creepy.
Exactly.
Stalker alert,
exactly. So he came there and he wanted to give her a present of his own composition of music.
But that's so beautiful and cute. I mean,
exactly.
What's wrong with it? Oh yeah, I know what. So he was ugly probably. You know, when handsome guy does stuff like this, it's so romantic and awesome. But if you don't have looks and you do some kind of like this romantic thing to the girl that you play guitar to her or write a poem, suddenly it's creepy.
Exactly. To the guys as well. Like there can be pretty girls who are doing really weird stuff or even odd. And like if they're pretty, we can forgive them.
The chick is crazy.
Yeah, she's so crazy, man. Like I love these. But when she's ugly and she's doing the same things, well, there's a filter.
Yeah, she's just weird. Weird loner or something like that.
Exactly. Like, don't worry, guys. You can put some questions as well on the chat. Welcome to the chat. You can put them in Polish. I'm going to translate it to Maria. It's fine.
Yeah, it will help me a little bit if someone can write in English. But I understand a little bit of Polish, so I will try also to understand.
Yeah, but there's like so many people on the chat that I'm not sure if you will follow.
Okay, but Max, I interrupted you, just finished the story.
No, so the story was that it was really creepy and she was like, please don't do that ever and like, okay, don't tell your address.
So the guy was ugly and what?
Let's analyze that situation.
The girl told her address to this guy?
I guess so, yeah. Like, so, or so, like, there's two situations. Like, I need to ask the friend. But
I must say, but she really asked for it.
But wait for it. We don't know. That's the thing I didn't ask. Did she really know the ad, did she really say that her address or not? Because if he knew her address anyhow, that means that super fucking creep probably asked or spied what's her address. So that was weird.
I mean, probably this happened at school, so it wasn't so difficult.
Jarek Vilbigos says, like, I think we shouldn't translate the chat to Maria for your own physical
so you guys want to talk some dirty, right? Nah. Well, for your information, that's the Polish language I know, the dirty one.
Exactly, like
Maria. So bring it on.
Well, Maria's giving us some challenge.
So, yeah, yeah. Hey. I regretted this already.
Damn it. Okay, Maria, like your turn for some weird story. It doesn't have to be yours, but it needs to be some fuck up.
Well, let me think. Actually, from my own experience, I don't have so much bad dates or anything. Stalker, yeah, of course. I think every person at some point in their life has stalkers, but still,
The ugly people, I don't think that they have stalkers.
Oh, thank you. This is the weirdest compliment I ever received.
No, Maria, probably. Oh, oops, damn it. I mean, Maria, you told me that you had some little bit stalkers. Probably you were just like too modest.
Hey, I was so hardcore, I had two at the same time.
Oh, man. So
yeah.
So were they... or maybe that was one person, but he was so creepy that he had rozdvojenie jaźni. Like, he had two people in his brain. So in that case, he was super creepy at the same time.
No, that's... that's really like a hardcore level of creepiness. But when I think about my past year, let's say the really bad dates where I was.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, the guy's hygiene, and for example, last time when I was on the date, you actually asked me how was my date, and I said, like, yeah, actually, everything was cool. We had so many things in common. But, you know, and he was dressed really nicely, but his hair was so dirty and he smelled so bad.
Oh.
And I'm like, come on, dude. This is, like, one of the most obvious things to do. Fucking wash your hair and yourself before date.
I heard also that nails are really important, aren't they?
If you want to get lucky, I mean, if it's like second, third date, and if you're expecting to get lucky, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want to touch her boobs or you want to fucking scratch them?
Exactly. Well, in that case, of course, like, it's good to cut them and just to keep them clean.
But it's also for like more private places, it's just better to have short nails.
Yeah, true story. For the sake of safety in the dirty games. Yeah, like from a long time already, when I'm going to a date, I first check my nails if they're in a good condition. Maria, how are they today?
They look fine.
Thank you, because we have a date with Maria in the microphone, actually, but this is a secret, don't tell anybody. Cheers. So, that was
the fuck up. Also, actually, are we talking about date experiences or what right now?
Before we tell about it, I'm gonna tell about Pytajmiesz. He said, Max, my two-dimensional girlfriend got mad at me for no reason. What should I do? Two-dimensional girlfriend. Is it like two-dimension? It's
2D.
Yeah, I got that. But does it mean that she's from a comic book or something like that?
Oh my god, you're so racist. This is the guy's girlfriend. Don't be like that.
So who has two-dimensional
girlfriend? Okay, please don't speak. Like, don't mind him.
Perhaps he said.
I will help you. So.
Say his name. Say it.
Pitai merch.
Yeah.
I know, like, R and Z is the most difficult combination for me because it's like something that I like. Rj, like something.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Close enough, he says.
Okay. Did you maybe cheat it with either two-dimensional girlfriend?
Yeah, maybe
close
she's
enough. Okay.
She's,
was it some like some kind of dirty picture of other girl?
Wait a minute. Is two-dimensional also porn? Because it's two-dimensional.
Like, seriously, were you born yesterday?
I think so. Because, well, if you watch porn, it's obvious for you. But if you don't watch, it's like, whoa, hey, the porn exists.
I hate you.
Yeah. So, like...
Okay. How old is your girlfriend?
Well,
because I start to think that this is like, is this legal?
Yeah, bro, like,
I don't know why I think this way, but I kind of sense it from you. She's legal. She's legal.
Are you even legal, bro?
She's okay, she's over 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, about like some fuck ups in the dates, I had one situation. And it was like a Tinder date one year ago. I hope she's not listening to this. If she is, like, hi. Hi. So, the situation was... Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed to say that, but let's go. So, the situation was that we had a date and she came to my city. And her city was... located 100 kilometers from my city. So a girl came such a long distance to a date. Girl, of course, she was 18, so it's koi. Okay. But...
We don't care to know about that, but please.
Anyways, so, you know, of course, the first impression is important, right? So there we meet on the parking lot, and she came by car, you know, like... And oh my God, I was like, should I approach or not? Because actually, she looked a little bit different than little.
Okay, just say it because this is.
Okay, she was fat, FAT, and guys, seriously, if you have a date or something, there's pictures, Tinder, probably. Come on, it's 21st century. If the picture with the appearance, with the whole body, it's important if the body is important for you. And I guess it's
all... Well, wait a second. Hey, don't worry, he's not making me jealous.
I am a freaking moron, yes.
It's not nothing like that. He wouldn't have a chance with me.
Yeah, like, there's nothing between me and Maria, it's fine. Like, between me and Maria,
yeah,
there's
so,
microphone.
Actually, it's good to say... Right now, in the beginning of
talk. So, like, seriously, just check first the appearance and then... Because, like, I was sorry for the girl because, like, nothing's gonna work. But I appreciated... I am a moron, maybe. But I appreciate her time that she came this 100 kilometer to see me. So...
Okay, so you still didn't tell what was wrong.
What was wrong? The thing is that...
Because as far as I remember,
she didn't have pictures of her whole body on Tinder.
Yeah, but the thing what you saw and you thought you would see that she was chubby.
Chubby. That's a nice word, Maria. I need to learn that. Thank you. You're really useful here. So the thing is that it was my mistake as well because you know, like, my intuition told me that something may be wrong, but I was like, okay, man, it's fine, chill out, just have fun, everything is all about that. Yeah, but there is something in the air. Exactly, Tromba. So I still decided to meet
tradition.
Her
high five for myself.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna high five. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
like, it's fine, Maya. You can high five my face later. So, but the perversions will be in the other type, other part of the audition.
Okay, actually, when we started to talk about Tinder dates, then surprisingly, I still didn't have that much bad ones. But for example, once I went on a date with the guy who he was a little bit earlier on the date, and I was still working. And he was like, okay, he was at the pub, and he said, okay, I will order already a beer and just wait for you here. So at the moment when I arrived to the place, he was already pretty drunk. Aww. And I was like, okay, seriously, dude, so how much did you drink? And he was like, oh, just two beers. And I was like, yeah, this is definitely a lie.
So guy needed an alcohol to be courage enough to meet
you. And actually I have heard the stories from guys and girls before that the other person who they're expecting for the date actually got drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
So it wasn't the first time you hear that.
Yeah, it's not only in Finland or anything like that, but I guess people are shy and nervous.
Wow. So, well, I heard that, for example, people, people, when we were defending our thesis, engineering thesis, they were actually having some shots just to get more courage. And I heard that, I'm like, come on, you're going to speak with the professors and you're going to smell like booze. First, that's really unprofessional. And the second thing, do you really need a booze to make yourself more courage? Really? I don't think so. So, actually, that was the situation that Max had one of the best presentations. Because there was these times that there was still presentations for your thesis. And when we were drinking with one person from... Oops, I did say that. From the commission, he said that I was really totally without any fear talking to the other people. And somehow that's what was so special about it. Some people don't need alcohol, guys.
We don't care to hear about that. Tell us about bitches.
Sounds like a random comment from the chat.
Yeah, I can see chat right now, but probably I hope someone wrote it there.
Hey, like...
Max prefers girls. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Have you ever kissed a guy?
Excuse me, can we change the topic?
No.
What if my parents are listening to this and I don't want them to know that?
I know your parents doesn't understand English that well.
Well, yes, they don't.
Tell us.
Okay, guys.
Guys, like, support me in the chat, please.
So, like, seriously. You need to... Petamir says, bitches ain't shit. So you need to say it with perfect accent. Tell her. So,
exactly.
Okay. I think in the life you need to try many things to know where you are.
So the answer is yes, and I'm say nice, very nice.
Yeah, like, but it wasn't with like random person. It was like my friend.
Well, I think as a guy, as anyone, you should share your first kiss, you know, with special person. So,
Well, special kiss with a guy. Oh my god, no. It was something.
My
like...
first kiss with the girl was with the special girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Maria had some also weird, maybe not weird, but some relationship with girls.
It's not weird. Kissing a girl is not weird.
But kissing a guy is weird.
It's not weird.
I mean, yeah, it's like
I kiss the guys. It's not weird.
Oh yeah, and I kiss a girl, so it's also...
There is nothing weird.
Okay, so...
People should just kiss each other.
Tomorrow we will have Chinese New Year, and who will be celebrating? I think Chinese people. So, not us. So, look at the chat, Mara. Like, it's weird. Now, suddenly, like, half of the chat is now in English. It's your...
I really appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, like it's boobs, guys. It's all the boobs power.
They can't see my boobs.
But they feel your boobs.
They hear my boobs.
They hear them.
They hear my boobs.
They hear them like jumping around. Every time you say any word.
Exactly. Every time I say bitches, they my boobs are screaming, you know.
Do you name them?
My boobs?
Yeah.
Actually, good question, but no.
Really? Okay.
Well, this is a good moment to actually create names for my boobs.
Okay, there's a contest on the chat. Biggest, the better ones wins.
The best, the person who will come up with the best names for my boobs, right and left.
You will make a tattoo on it.
Well, actually, I have time for a tattoo, but I won't be doing that. But I will name them. Yeah.
Well, well, well. So the contest is on till... Till the rest of the audition, but soon there will be a song for you guys, for us to have just a little bit rest, and for you to have some actually song as well. Come on, it's a radio. So in that case, until the rest of the song, you will have a creative moment, and then you will put some names for the boobs for Mario, of course. we're laughing like to each other because we're really, really
Sandy and Hook.
But I like Trombasonia. It's like other for the right one and other for the left one. So it's like so this is the side. This is
like
right,
other left. And other. Well, it kind of makes sense, but it's.
Mm-mm. But I come on, like.
Pixie
and Dixie. Hey, I like that one. Hey, this is like pretty hard to choose. Like we need to.
But actually, I'm really curious about Sandy and Hook. This is probably a reference for something.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry is really classic. But like.
But my boobs are not chasing each other. At least not yet. They're not that saggy. You know, when I will be older, they will be like flappy.
Yeah, it would be like guys are Tom and Jerry's are your boobs. So the guys are chasing your boobs, precisely. Sense, logic.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to the topic.
Yeah,
but please, you still like send us your suggestions.
Yeah. So like last fuck up or some advice before we jump into a song. Some date or Tinder date, like which you it wasn't precisely what you expected.
Okay, let's maybe talk about our good experience. Do you even care to
come
hear
on, good?
You just want to hear how bad our life is, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like this is that.
let's go with
it. Come on, like if there is good, you don't share with it, you just like use it. Yeah, Doug Donald. One is Doug and the second is Donald. What about that?
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck. Nah, it's really political.
Pixie and Dixie is my favorite, so until actually I will hear Sandy and Hook, like, is it reference for something?
Yeah. Well, Pixie and Dixie is really it's fun. It's fun. Like, every time, if you would make a tattoo on them and it's like Pixie and Dixie and you're looking at the tattoos and it's like
Pixie and Dixie, actually the sound, you know, I imagine if I would have a bra, you know, and like then I make my boobs jiggle, I feel like the Pixie and Dixie is the sound what they actually can make, you know, like
if you're moving your bra,
if you can hear anything. Like,
probably, yeah,
something like that.
Mm-hmm. So some soundtrack. I got it. It's a boob track. Yeah, but I think
a boob trap.
You know, like there was some dates also, which of course, like they were nice and they led to another. The best thing is just to save your time as well, and it's not to meet like everybody, because of course, like girls have a different perspective than guys to that kind of stuff. I've seen like guys just swiping. It's like Tinder, some people may know. It depends like how old are you guys, but some people may know that it's like swiping right and left. If you like somebody, how the looks, and then you want to discover the character by talking. Oh my god. Stop laughing, it's not so funny. Like Jarek Wilbigo said, we cannot judge the name before seeing them, and you can call Max Mr. Jinx. Like, what? Mr. Jinx? Like, I have already a cool name, I don't need a nickname. That's my superpower.
I like Mr. Jinx.
Oh my, no, my, forget about it.
Never.
Damn it. No, she's writing it down. Oh no.
But hey, I write it in a pretty way.
Actually.
Do you feel already better?
Yes.
It's really pretty font. Really, and good. I will draw a heart on the eye, Jinx. But yeah, also sometimes, Max, I realize when you like a girl or even don't like so much, you forget to think, you know, how can I say it?
Are you talking about me or generally about guys?
About you.
Oh my god.
Because we are talking about each other.
Yeah.
For example, last time I told you many times, but the girl was not interested, and you still like tried to talk with her and stuff. And I said already, like, no. Well, as a girl, it's sometimes for me easier to understand girls, but also for guys, I must say, for every listener, guys out there, we are not that much complicated. Just, you know, sometimes you just need to listen.
Yeah, like sometimes I share my stories with Maria, but only sometimes. Mostly it's private stuff and Maria doesn't know anything. But if there's some Finnish woman, and Maria's Finnish, so she helps me to understand this sophisticated nation. But generally it's okay, and I won't explain myself. I would just say that I have fun. Even talking with a person who doesn't like pay interest in me.
It's good to have fun, but don't waste your time on the person who doesn't deserve it. And this is the best advice I can actually give for everybody.
Exactly. And now we're gonna have some little bit love. Welcome back. Welcome, welcome. Maria, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Max, I'm here.
Okay, we've got some other stuff. Like, before we talk about do's and don'ts on the date from a guy perspective and a girl perspective.
No, but actually, I must say right now that this is only our opinion. It depends on the girl and the guy. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Pillow and pillow.
Like, if you say something from chat, say that it's from chat, so people who are listening offline, they will, you know, they will feel sorry that they haven't been live.
Max can also count on them if he wants to rest. You know, if Max wants to rest on them, I will break his neck. Unless you actually want him to die.
Yeah, Maria is from Finland, Ummo 1. Maria is Finland. And we should finally go into do's and don'ts, and maybe I will leave some other stories until the end.
Okay, so Max, if you would take girl on the perfect date, what kind of date it would be? I mean, this is the girl, you want to impress her, you're like, damn, I want this girl to have my babies.
Oh, okay.
So this is like your, you know, the joker.
Okay, so it depends if it's like a first date or I already know her.
Of course you know her. I don't care. I mean, you need to impress her. Okay. 100%.
It also depends, for example, where we are. But for example, here in Lappeen, Ranta, Finland, probably I would take her to Imatra, like a city which is next to Lappeen, Ranta. And in there, there's like a really nice dam.
Yeah.
Really. But
in summer.
In summer, of course. Like, of course, in the winter, like, okay, we can go and skate there because it's frozen. But in the summer, it's really beautiful. There's water flowing. It looks like a waterfall.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes, yes, and I would go there, and then of course, like, to grab something to eat as well. Oh my god, guys, please let us concentrate. Don't be so silly on the chat. This is serious stuff, bro. So probably I would take her there, and of course during the ride we would have a little bit chat. We would go to a really nice dinner, and of course, like, I would love to have a spaghetti, because that's one of my favorite dish, and wine, red wine, which will like turn up the temperature and between us a little bit. If that's one idea, and just like that, it came to my mind. If there would be something else, I would tell.
Okay.
And
actually,
what about you?
Actually,
like, where would you like to be taken?
I think I already organized a pretty nice date when I wanted to impress guy, you know, 100%. It was his birthday, and actually his present doesn't matter, but I also took him on a date. And on the date, we went to VR arcade. So, it's just that kind of place, arcade place, where you can play VR games. And for him, it was first time. Ooh. And, you know, the most amazing thing was, you know, to see his excitement.
Oh.
He was so excited. And after it, we went to a pretty romantic restaurant. And, you know, actually, that's it. For me, the most rewarding thing to see person to be happy, that he actually, like, enjoys the thing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, like, feel happy, feel love.
Yeah.
And also, fun is important. I like to go on the dates. I like to go on the dates and play something, like, even some simple trivial things, like billiard or...
Try playing Monopoly. I mean, if you will go through the game, you should marry her.
Yeah, maybe. In that case, True. Because in Monopoly, there's a lot of hate. It's like, I want to kill you.
It's a family breaker. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing with my sister a lot of times Aerobusiness, and I hate her still. Like, I love her as a sister, but I hate her as a person I would like to play with. Rather not. So yeah, that's also a really nice way to enjoy each other, to play some game. Like cards? I don't think so. But there are many. Okay, Maria, maybe magic cards, but you need to, both of you guys need to enjoy that. Okay, the people from chat are making each other laugh from each other right now, like they're trolling each other. Typical.
That's funny.
So yeah, like Magic the Gathering, if you have a nerd boy or nerd girl, that would be also showing respect that you want to play with them. Like something that I am willing to do that for you, because this is your thing, so we can do that, so at least you have fun and maybe I will have fun as well, because I see your face having fun. So this is actually like a little bit disease. So yeah, or a console. There are some girls, I guess Maria as well, who like to play console. So
how many girls you know actually who likes to play console?
Actually one of my friend Emily from Poznań, we were talking recently about playing games. She and her fiance, sometimes they're just spending time like that, not talking but playing games.
Let's talk about how many single girls you know who likes to play console.
I don't think so. They're too busy making nails or being pretty.
PC Master Race. Hell yeah.
I don't know what's that. Like, I thought.
What? You don't know PC Master Race?
I don't think so.
Let's just keep it between us.
Yeah, like, Maria is a nerd here. Like, she's a girl and she's a nerd. What the hell?
Exactly. But hey, I understand the message.
Yeah, like, if you want a nerd, guys, you can call her. Like, don't call me.
Anytime.
Like, I'm the guy who's less nerdy, so Maria will take over.
Maria's hotline 24/7. Mm-hmm.
Don't say that, Maria. Like, probably everybody will just start calling you, and you will regret these words later. Yeah, it's kind of black humor, and when you say black humor, it's actually pretty racist. So, yeah, like
racist. It didn't seem to be a racist joke.
We were talking about a date, what to do and what not to do. There was some talk about hygiene. There was some talk like where to take somebody. Our nice dates, for example, as well. You said already about nice dates. I told about like a wish date, and where I have been for a nice date. It was like many times for me. It's like even going to a pub, but like with a pretty girl, and there's some energy between you two, and you just enjoy each other time. And you want to go, for example, to a next pub and the next pub. Actually, that's really cool, because both of you guys are experiencing different locations, and it feels like you spend actually more time than just like in one pub. So it's more interesting. Some simple thing.
Yeah, but also getting drunk fakes everything.
Oh yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, like of course, drinking too much is not good. You know, too drunk to fuck. Yeah, so it's good to keep yourself on some level of sobriety. True story. Yes, Pytajmiesz wants to start his own radio. Yes, doesn't mean that we suck. Maria will think that we are insane. Yes, guys, you are insane, because you are the special people who actually know
like
English.
I think I know you are, because you are listening for this radio.
Yeah, this is like not for normal people, totally. I'm telling you, I'm already listening for like 1 year, and you know, I got pretty crazy during that time. Yeah, there's some pretty weird fucks here.
What do you drink right now, Max? What are you drinking? He's drinking water.
Yeah, like,
and me, as a really fancy lady, I'm having a really fine whiskey. And the name of it is Jack Daniels.
Truly, truly. I told Maria,
and
I didn't give...
it's plain, no coke, no ice, you know.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
Yeah, I told her how to do it. But
you actually put two ices.
I put one, but thanks
okay,
for.
And sometimes you put Coke.
I don't. Never.
Oh no, it wasn't you. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh my god.
It was different, Max.
Maria, I think next week
it
I will have another.
Max with K and S. Oh yeah, you are too. Damn it.
that was my other, you know,
know
other personality.
Maximilian.
Yeah, that's
other personality.
That's my third personality.
It's your whole name.
Exactly. So, Maria's drinking whiskey. I can't today because I'm still driving, and I couldn't give Maria some money for tonight's audition. So I was like, I will pay you with alcohol, and Maria's like, hell yeah, accepted. So that's how we did. That's the story. And actually, Marianne, like, I'm glad that you're today with me because last time we made a podcast. And how do you feel the difference between podcast and doing live?
The weird and awkward stuff I say aloud can be cut out.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I don't know. Well, it's not so different, at least. I don't feel so much difference.
Mm. Well,
actually, the biggest thing what I enjoy actually reading your comments.
Yeah, it's a different experience, isn't it? Some dirty jokes were so dirty that I thought that no, it needs to be on some level.
How much alcohol is too much for you? Well. You know, I can handle actually pretty much of alcohol, especially when I'm wearing my Adidas pants.
Oh yes, she's a dress.
You know, I dress like a real slav. Yeah,
slav, like Kubota, these like flip flops and.
Well, I don't have flip flops, but I have prepared myself and my liver, and my Pixie and Dixie.
Yeah. Maria gets drunk with wine, I guess, faster.
Oh, yes, I do. I do squat.
Do you even squat, girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways...
Follow me on Instagram. You see some pictures, actually.
Yeah, Maria finally...
Yeah, I finally joined to Instagram, actually.
Congratulations.
If you want to see me, how do I look?
Welcome to the Instagram family, guys. Maria is now checking her phone and looking for her login, right? You don't have to have an Instagram to actually check people. It's if you don't have an Instagram, it's still also online. It doesn't have to be an app.
Okay,
but
so
probably you already know
see.
It.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's such a dress. What's your meme dealer 97?
Meme dealer 97, you know, like memes, meme dealer.
Okay, so now we know. Maria is not following me because she's still hating.
I'm too embarrassed.
Yeah, like
I only follow cool guys.
Oh my
cool
god!
People.
Yeah, of course. Like I have such a good content that Maria is jealous. That's all.
Cool, really.
Yeah. Do you even
start understanding social media?
Excuse me, but you need to make 100
plus. I mean, how you can say it's really stupid because nobody else
is. Okay. Memdealer 97 and I'm Loixam. Anyways, but yeah, so
you can't say no to this picture.
Well, yeah, it's really not sexy at all. Maria likes to.
I like to troll social media, and Max likes to get more likes.
No, I don't think so. I like to also troll it.
Never seen even single picture.
Maria, you don't
trolling
even follow
social
me.
Media.
You don't even follow me, so how do you know?
Yeah, I still can see your pictures.
But how putting like a picture with a lot of Magic the Gathering cards on a table and having a sweatpants is trolling social media?
It's a track suit like every Slav should wear. Oh my god.
Yeah, true. But like if you're Finnish, you're not a Slav. Triggered.
Or I can be both.
Yeah, actually you are. Superpower, like having two different bloods in your in your veins.
Describe her to us for us without clothes. Wow, dude.
Where is that? Describe her to us for us. I mean, without clothes. That's just. She's nice. So, like Maria, okay, you can Maria, you can put your clothes back on. It's okay.
Deal breaker.
Maria, it's okay. Like this hoodie that you took off. It's I know that you think that you look really sexy, but I already saw you whole hour without you know any clothes. So it's okay. I already watched, and I can tell something more to the guys. So yeah, she's really pretty.
Okay, so you can tell everybody how many tattoos I have.
In which places or how many?
How many tattoos I have?
Wait a minute, like there's one on the foot. There's one on the one big one on the. What's this name of the part of the leg? I don't even know.
I actually don't know either.
Okay, let's call it the leg. So like, there's one big on the leg.
I just called them.
There's Deadpool. There and there's one on the back, on the back,
first one.
neck back, and there's also one on your hand.
I guess so. How many?
Oh my god! Do you think that I can count to this many?
You're a civil engineer. I think you should count at least know how to count.
My god, a genius like Einstein also had problems with math.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. You need calculator for that.
Yes, but I think it's not 4. 1, 2, but this big one, it counts like 100.
The big one is just still 1.
Okay.
So how many? The question
1,
is.
2, 3, 4. Or you have more? No, I think you have more. Do you have something on the other hand? No, you don't. Okay. So you have 4. No?
No.
Oh my god, you have some more. Do you have some extra? Or I forgot about something.
Actually, no, I don't have, but I have 7 tattoos.
7? Oh my god. So I'm such an ignorant. Yeah. I just watch your naked body, like, wrongly. I was looking at something else instead of tattoos. Damn it! Guys, I'm such an unprofessional way to look at women's body. You would do that better, huh? Yeah, Maria, and how many tattoos I do have?
0.
Exactly. When there's a good body, you don't need to put a tattoo on it.
If you would take a tattoo, what would you take?
I'm trying to avoid cliches. And unfortunately, all the cliches come into my mind. So I'm trying still to avoid cliches.
So please don't tell me it would be Metallica or
no, not anymore.
Sevenfold logo.
No, like...
because I would slap life out from
I'm not face. 17 anymore. But I was thinking, like, when you have your fingers here, right? I wanted to put here, like, drum and here beat. Because it's also 4, right? So it would be drum beat. And you're like, with these, like... With the four hands,
yes,
yeah, so it would be like drum beat.
So that's something different.
Yeah, so that would be my choice, and it's just like letters, nothing,
hey,
no
7
art.
Tattoos is not too much. They're pretty sexy. You should see me.
Yeah, Maria, that kind of stuff you can put on your
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, just a tattoo, Maria. Exactly, it's 5 letters. Just yeah, for every finger.
Tattoo, Maria. Ah, it's 5. Yeah, so in case you forget what's your name.
Maria, and for second hand, Juana.
Juana?
Yeah. Maria,
what?
And for second hand, Juana.
Juana. Marijuana.
It took too much time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god. I'm not sure if funny or
It's funny for me.
Yeah. It's damn it. Well, yeah. I call him Maria MJ sometimes because sometimes I think that she smoked more marijuana in life than me. Or sometimes I think that when there's Asterix and Obelix, and the Obelix guy was the guy who, when he was young and a baby, and he fell into a big jar of the magic elixir, and that way he became almost almighty, and you can't even surpass him. you can't beat him. So that's what I think of what happened to Maria, actually. That she went to a big jar of pot of leaves, or actually of bong, and she was left there to yeah, enjoy.
Max always said that I'm high for life or something. It's my like superpower.
Yeah, exactly. Maria doesn't have to smoke to have a high. Actually, yeah. Actually, Maria has this superpower. When she smokes weed, she gets sober.
Probably happened.
What kind of sorcery is this?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's it. I'm glad that there's like already this amount of people who speak and understand English with us. I really appreciate your appearance, guys. You're awesome. And so many people, like, seriously, Mara, have you seen the chat? Like, it's only in almost only in English.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really awesome.
Wow.
Really
so awesome. So there's much more people who speak English that we have actually thought. And some people, we're not talking with sophisticated language, so some people can actually learn maybe from this. But from the dirty jokes, okay, maybe
this
not.
Is a good way to learn.
Yeah, that's how I learned actually Finnish, with a lot of podcasts. And there was like some official ones, like news, and some funny bullshit as well, because it learns the true language, not the like I am, you are, or something like that. Come on, how much you can hear that already? No, right? Wow, it's we're almost 1 hour with you guys. If you have a wish to hear a song about love, now is the time to give us proposition. And Maria, I think
I want to hear "Men's Not Hot."
Men's Not Hot, really? There is a song called "Men's Not Hot."
Do you live in a cave?
Yeah, I
yes,
live in a cave.
Yes, "Men's Not Hot."
Men's. Men's no hot.
Men.
It's like
men. Yeah, men's not hot.
Men's
yep, big
no,
sharp.
Not hot. Okay, let's check it out. I believe it's this one. I'm not sure if people can hear it, so we will do. A little bit experiment. With this,
mm-hmm.
And we're gonna check how does it work. But if somebody else has a different idea for that, we're listening.
Hey, actually, so how is it about Valentine's Day in Poland? When I was living in Poland, as far what I saw, it's not a big celebration. Like, it's just some kind of like marketing trick, you know, to sell more stuff.
Flowers. Flowers, 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 flowers. Actually, when I was speaking with my friends recently, they told me that there is now a new thing. You can rent a bouquet of 100 roses for 5 minutes.
Rent
for 5 minutes.
In Poland?
Yes.
Damn.
The question is why? Why you can do that?
For 5 minutes of glory, you know? And she can also... Okay, I can suck your dick for 5 minutes also.
Oh, 100 roses. Let me turn... put your
pants
up.
And then I would make sure that 5 minutes won't be enough for him.
Yeah. But I imagine like somebody sucking a dick and... now it's like, 5 minutes, excuse me.
Beep, beep, beep.
And this guy's like, wait a minute. We're not finished. And it's like, sorry, 5 minutes. So these roses are not for me anymore.
So yeah, and that blowjob is to another girl. So
oh yeah, because the other guy the other guy in the queue will have these roses.
Exactly.
So wait a minute, is there only like one girl next to them? That would be totally weird. But that's one thing which maybe heard. Anything else you can say about Finnish Valentine's Day?
In Finland, I think Valentine's Day, actually, we call it Friends Day. It's not like Lover's Day, or at least marketing campaigns here are more about Friends Day, and I like it more because, well, this is the whole point. Valentine's not only for, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. And for me, it has been always actually more for my friends. The best Valentine's Day I have spent with my friends, my best friends, you know, all the heart-shaped cupcakes, all the Valentine's themed horror movies. And this year, actually, me and my best friend are doing Lord of the Rings marathon. But we will do it next week because she was spending the time with her boyfriend on Valentine's Day, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to reserve around 12 hours to have this marathon.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a lot.
Uncut. Yeah.
Uncut. Oh my god. That's even more.
Hey, you can go hard or you can go home.
Go hard.
Exactly.
I think Donald Trump will say it. I go hard, right? That was like a man with him. I go hard.
It was songified.
Maybe some other day.
And I played it.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And so in that case, this shark doesn't want to play itself. But we're gonna do something else. Firstly, before we end, I'd like to thank you guys for appearance. And let us talk to you guys and cheer you a little bit in this Thursday in Poland, in Finland, and to all the English and Polish speaker. It's a wonderful and pretty funny night. I would like to thank people from the chat who made us talk with you guys, especially like Pytar Mierz, Jarek Velbigos, Tromba Słonia, and Grzesiek, you're also here as well. Thank you guys. And L1121, guys, you're the best. So I think you will ask me a lot in the comment section, I will tell Maria to come again if everything will be fine.
Obviously, he's using me.
Well, can you do something else? Okay, so you were listening to Angielski Bayer Maxa. I am Max.
And I'm Maria.
So thank you guys again for listening. This is the end, and this is another song for you guys.